We're giving Coach Speak a whole new meaning. This is Coach Speak on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome on this Tuesday to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studio right here in beautiful Greeley, Colorado. And we are brought to you by Buildings by Design. The process of building a new building can seem daunting. It doesn't have to be when you use Buildings by Design. They have a surefire process to get your new building built to your satisfaction. Visit our friends at buildingsbydesign.com. Hey, we're not going to waste any time today. We're going to go to the Clearwater Products hotline, and joining us is Connor Weber of the University Bulldogs, the 15-2 Bulldogs, the number two ranked team in the state Bulldogs. Connor, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'll tell you what, I've been trying to get you on. Your guys' schedule hasn't been real conducive because you've been playing so many games. And then a week ago from yesterday, you guys went over to the Western Slope and had a couple of games with, I believe, Delta and Montrose. But congratulations thus far on a great season. And you guys are just knocking it out as usual.
Thank you.
And, hey, Connor, tell me, first of all, for our audience, this is a great multi-sport athlete, hitting .396 with 21 RBIs, seven doubles, a triple. I think you lead your team in home runs and dingers, too, as two. But, man, you're the guy on the mound. You have gone 36 innings, 18 strikeouts, and just having a terrific year. Hey, Connor, tell me about your trip, though, a week ago Monday over there. Long trip to play a couple days and on a Monday. I'm sure there was some team bonding that took place as well, but tell us about that road trip.
Yeah, it was definitely a long drive, roughly 12 hours there and back, or not there 12 hours, but sure. Six there back on the bus. Yeah, but we had a lot of fun. We knew going up there that we had to play two quality teams. We needed two wins to come out of there, and getting back at Delta for when they got us earlier this year felt really good. But I mean, it was a lot of fun up there.
Absolutely. And Delta, they did get you 6-5, earlier, and then you guys kind of went over and pounded them to 10 run them. So that had to feel really good. And then Montrose, close game, 8-7, but you guys have you've won some a lot of games. Two blemishes on that record thus far, but you are ranked, based on your wins record, based on your competition, you are ranked number two in the state, right now. And this week, and I know you play today, so I don't want you to get ahead of yourself. I'm going to get ahead of you a little bit, but because tomorrow we have the A1 Organics Game of the Week at 3:30 pregame right here on KFKA, Northern's Colorado Voice, the 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We have that game with the Eaton Reds. Your rival, no doubt about it, and this tomorrow will give you a chance to flip that number one and two ranking. How excited are you guys ready to go against the Reds?
Oh yeah, we're definitely excited. We haven't seen anybody of their caliber of competition yet, so we're really excited to see a really quality team, and hopefully we can come out on top, obviously, and play our game and play well, and hopefully the weather is cooperative for once, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, yeah, you guys were supposed to play them, I guess, I think about 10 days ago or 2 weeks ago, not sure, and the weather did not cooperate, so we also are hoping for a cooperative weather day tomorrow, as we're certainly looking forward to that day. Connor, you've just had a tremendous career at university and a multi-sport guy. What are some of the things that you're kind of thankful for as far as being a Bulldog?
Definitely our coaching staff. They're all awesome. They give us the right tools to be successful in everything we do. I'm definitely thankful for all my teachers making school tolerable and not as terrible as it could be.
Hey, and you get Mondays off now.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I love that.
But, you know, I know you're a good student as well, Connor, and do you ever sit back and say, man, I only have a month of being a senior left?
Yeah, I've been doing that a little bit more recently. This year's gone by really fast. After yesterday, we only have 6 games in the regular season left, and kind of hit me. I was like, oh, shoot. It's come by really fast.
Yeah, it does. You know, and we're, you know what, we build up the regular season game with Eaton because you guys are the top 2 teams, and nothing's changed with that. But there's probably a great opportunity that you guys will face the Reds in postseason play as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And, hey, with the, you know, being the mainstay of that pitching staff, Connor, undefeated, and like I said earlier, 18 Ks already in just 36 innings. I think those stats are current. If not, I apologize for that. But what is your go-to approach on the mound, Connor? What's just given you the success? You know, from the past 2 years, you've been really good, to this year, you just keep getting better. Tell us about that process and that progress that you've made on the hill.
I like to really work at a good pace. I like to be quick. I don't like wasting time in between pitches. Obviously, starting off with the first pitch strike is always what I'm trying to do. I've been putting in a lot of work outside of just practice, just games. I've been trying to up the velo and command my pitches better, and so far, I mean, it's doing me pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so. Hey, I want to ask you a question because obviously you're a tremendous outfielder and a hitter. To win the game, would you rather have the winning strikeout or the winning RBI, base hit, on a walk-off?
I probably got to say the winning strikeout.
You're a pitcher, man. See, you're a pitcher, no doubt about it. Ending that game with a strikeout and seeing all your teammates rallying around as the game end, that's got to be a great feeling. Hey, Connor, tell us about your pitches and your arsenal and how you like to work hitters.
So I throw a fastball, curveball, and a changeup. I've been working on a slider as well, but usually start first pitch fastball, or depending on where we're at in the lineup, curveball. But I just like going right after them. I don't like wasting pitches, wasting time. My favorite pitch is my fastball.
Sure.
I love throwing the fastball.
And there's no better feeling as a pitcher blowing it by.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me what it's like, and we have Dalton on and next, obviously, but you guys being battery mates, what's the connection there? And obviously that's such a big part of success for a pitcher.
So I've been thrown to him it's my 3rd year now, so that's definitely built a bond between us, and I trust him back there. He trusts me on the mound, so that makes it a lot easier when I'm out there throwing.
And as far as calling the game, do your coaches call your pitches, or do you and Dalton have that opportunity to call the game?
We've done both this year. So for the first majority of the games we've played, Coach Ewing has been calling pitches for us. But lately, Dalton's got the opportunity to call them for us. So I'm not sure what we're going to go with tomorrow.
Sure.
But I think Dalton's probably going to get the call.
Well, I'll tell you what, with his experience behind the plate, and, you know, sometimes catchers, they can just read those hitters, too. I mean, they have that instinct and that opportunity. I think that's a great thing. Hey, tell us, what's the difference in your routine the day you're pitching and your non-pitching days? What's your routine during the day like?
I try not to do too much different. I either drink more water or sit down more. But usually I keep it the same. I don't have like any pregame meals or pregame drinks. I go, show up, do my thing, but nothing special usually.
Any superstitions?
Nothing super crazy. I throw with the same throwing partner every day besides when I pitch, but other than that, nothing super crazy.
You know, baseball players, they are renowned for some of their superstitions, some of them crazy, but seems like you keep it pretty simple. Hey, before I let you go, favorite MLB player, Connor, is there anybody that you just love to watch or look up to?
Ooh, I probably got to say Ronald Acuna.
Man, that guy can play.
Yeah, he's pretty phenomenal.
You know, and I don't maybe it's because he plays in Atlanta. It doesn't seem to get maybe as much notoriety, but what can't the guy do? You know, he's a should be a gold glover. You know, he can run anything down, and at the plate, he is just dynamite. But, hey, I know you have the Broncos today, correct?
Yes, sir, we do.
Yeah, Platte Valley. So, hey, good luck today. You know, go get them. And, of course, we're looking ahead. I don't want you to look ahead. We're looking ahead to tomorrow because it's going to be a great game between two terrific programs. And, obviously, the two guys on the mound know what they're doing tomorrow. So, Connor, thanks so much for spending the time. I know we're going to be back together, you know, with playoffs coming up and things like that. But really wanted to catch up with you. And wish you the best of luck remainder of the regular season.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Connor Weber, just a great kid, great multi-sport athlete over at University, and just one of those kids you always look forward to talking to, as we will after break when we visit with Dalton Yeast, his battery mate. But, hey, every day we get a chance to talk to a ton of great high school athletes, just like today on the show. Many of those athletes have visited Proactive Physical Therapy. If you or your athlete are recovering from an injury, Proactive Physical Therapy is the place to go. Visit them online at proactivecolorado.com. We'll be back with another Bulldog, Dalton Yeast, after these messages.
Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Tis the season. Preps Baseball. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. We are live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. Hey, summer camping trips, hauling the boat to the lake. Some of the best memories are made in the summer months. Be prepared and get that hitch you need at CRP 4x4 at 2102 9th Street right here in Greeley. Hey, if you're out of town, it's certainly worth the drive into Greeley to visit CRP 4x4. Also visit them online at crp4x4.com. Well, we can continue with the Bulldogs today as we have one of the best catchers in Northern Colorado. And, by the way, is also hitting .583 going into today's game. Dalton Yeast, veteran catcher, senior guy now for the University Bulldogs. Dalton, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I know you wear number 27, right?
Yes, sir.
Any particular reason why number 27 is on that back?
Trevor Story was a big influence on me when he was with the Rockies, and then also River Jackson. But 27 has just been my number for quite a while now, so I just decided to make the switch for my senior year.
Yeah, two really good influences. Of course, Trevor Story, taking a turn in his career. He just can't stay healthy, Dalton. You know, he just keeps getting injured. But, man, what a talent and what a terrific player when he is on the field.
Yes, sir. He's a good one.
Hey, speaking of terrific, man, your Bulldogs 15-2. As we talked to Connor, number two ranked in the state, 7-1 in league. But let's talk about your stats, man. 583 batting average. You have 35 hits already this season, including 13 doubles and a triple to give you an 833 slug. You know, being that great hitter you are, but, you know, one of your most important jobs is back there catching and handling the pitchers. Tell us about how that has gone this year. Of course, we talked with Connor, but what are some of the things you do to help your pitchers get through the game?
I just try to make sure that they're going at the right pace that they can go at. With Weber, he has a very fast pace. And then we got some other guys like Scott Thompson. They got a really slow pace. And just having that chemistry with the pitchers, just knowing their strengths and their weaknesses really helps not only me as the catcher, but them as the pitcher to kind of just pitch their own game instead of pitching it for somebody else.
Hey, we talked to Connor about you calling the pitches versus, you know, at times Coach Ewing calls the pitches, and, you know, you both see things, I'm sure, fairly similar at times. But just how confident are you in calling the game, and how do you read those hitters at times to put down the right signal?
I love calling games, and I feel like I'm very confident with it. And the pitchers also like, I always want to make sure that me and the pitcher are on the same page with what pitches are working on a certain day. And just kind of reading the batter, if they're late on a pit on a certain pitch, if they're early on a certain pitch, where they're standing at in the box, their hand placements on the bat, just little things like that always kind of contradicts a call for that certain pitch.
Absolutely. And there's certain things you can see that coaches don't see, you know, from the dugout. So I think it seems like you guys have a great combination going on as far as calling pitches. But how soon in a game do you realize if your pitcher has their best stuff?
You can kind of see it early on. With Weber, he's always pretty good at commanding the zone, and you can see when he's on, you can see that he's on right away usually. Also Preston Natividad, he's also been a great pitcher for us this year, first year varsity, for university at least. And when their pitches are on, Andy, you can just tell right away, and especially with their off speeds, if their off speeds are working, it's almost a beautiful day, and it makes it so much easier for me to call games.
Absolutely. How forward are you? And I know I've told Connor this. I don't want you guys looking ahead because you have a game today. You know, as far as us here at the radio station, we're looking forward to our A1 Organics game of the week tomorrow because we will have you guys against the Reds. You know it's a big rival. You guys know each other really, really good. But how forward do you always look to playing Eaton?
That's my favorite game of the year, especially just playing them the last 3 years, losing to them. It's always the game that's always circled on my calendar because I always want to beat them, and we always know it's going to be a good hard-fought game.
Absolutely, and it has been well-fought games, and that rivalry exists, and yet this is from the outside looking in. It seems there's a lot of respect going both directions. Is that a fair statement?
They're a great team, and I have no bad words to say about them. They're a great team. They're well coached, and they've got some good players on that team.
And as do you guys. And tomorrow is going to be hopefully the weather cooperates with us, and we have a great day for baseball. But really can't wait for that. What do you see, Dalton, as your biggest challenge as a catcher?
That's a good question. I'd have to say it's just doing the little things right. Like catching is probably one of the hardest positions to play on that field. You gotta command everything. You're basically the quarterback of the baseball field. So when it comes to just making sure that everyone's on the right page, I think that's the biggest challenge that a catcher has to face on the baseball field.
And you have to be so cerebral out there, and just knowing, you know, every position out there and where guys need to be. And as you say, man, you're the quarterback out there. And boy, every time I've seen you play, you do a great job. And now that you're a senior, as you look back, what's been your best progress in a certain area? What have you made the most improvement in, Dalton?
I'd say my hitting. My hitting has just skyrocketed ever since freshman year. And you can just, if you look at the stats, see the batting average every single year has gone up a tremendous amount.
And I know off-season plays a big part in that, and summer plays a big part in that as well. But what is your basic approach as far as hitting and your thoughts through the game with pitchers? But what is Dalton Yace's approach?
I always tell myself before I get into the box, middle away, and then just depends on a certain situation when I change that approach. Runners on second and third, you're obviously looking to go the other way. Curveball, it just kind of depends on the pitch, and you got to know the pitcher that you're facing, what pitches they throw in certain counts. But before every time I get in that box, I'm always thinking middle away, middle away, middle away.
Well, you're great at both offense and defense. Have a, you know, theoretical question for you, similar to that I asked Connor, only different positions. To end the game, would you rather get the winning hit and a walk-off, or would you rather throw the base runner stealing from first to second to end the game?
I'd probably rather go with the hit. A walk-off hit.
There you go. And have you had any walk-off hits in your high school career?
I just actually had one yesterday. The run rule.
Yeah. But not a tie game to actually win the game. But yeah, I saw you guys play yesterday against Mountain View. Congratulations, you guys. You know, you started strong, and you guys just kept adding on. And I think it ended up 11-1. Is that right?
Yes, sir. It was.
Yeah. So yeah, absolutely. And you got that 10 runner. Absolutely. Hey, as far as game day routine, Dalton, anything special that you like to do on game days, or any superstitions that you might have?
Well, I always put my bag in the same spot in the dugout every single time.
And I love baseball, guys.
Every game day.
Baseball guys, there's all, even the guys that say they don't have any superstitions, they have some little thing that they just do the same every day. How about as far as pregame meal?
I don't really have one. I usually just go home for lunch, and I just make whatever, either leftovers or something in the freezer.
There you go. Whatever's available, right?
Yes, sir.
Being that catcher, wearing number 27, do you have a favorite MLB guy that you just love to watch, that you say, hey, that's my guy, that's who I want to be like?
It was Yadier Molina.
Sure.
That was my guy.
Well, and tell you what, that guy, I'm sure he could still play right now and be at an all-star level, but great catcher. I think, you know, I'm obviously a lot older than you, but two best catchers, Yadier Molina, Johnny Bench, going way back. But that would be my top two catchers. But, hey, as you look back, you know, in your career at university, what are some of the things that you're just totally thankful for, Dalton?
The relationships I have with every single one of those players and coaches. Just all the coaches believing in me from my freshman year all the way till now, and all my teammates for just always pushing each other to be the best person that we can be on and off the field, and just those relationships. And I hope that these relationships carry on past high school, after we all graduate and after we all go our separate paths. I hope we're all able to come back and regroup at some point in the next couple of years.
And I'm sure you will do that. And I'll tell you what, you know, about a month left of being a senior, has that sunk in yet? Because, you know, baseball, you continue to play. I think you guys have, you know, 6 or 7 more regular season games and then a lot of games in the playoffs. How does that make you feel knowing that, man, this has probably gone faster than you ever anticipated, and just the great baseball program that you've been able to play in?
This season's gone by really, and I mean really fast. Feels like we just started yesterday. But it's kind of a sad feeling knowing that this could be my last year. This will be my last year with all these guys. But I don't want to take any of it for granted, and I'm just taking it day by day, game by game, pitch by pitch, and that's just how it's going to have to be. And I'm sure it'll all sink in on senior night.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, you've done a great job with that approach. Hey, Dalton, good luck today against the Broncos, and of course, we'll be out at your park tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank
all
you
right.
for having me.
Absolutely. That is Dalton Yace, the you know, the all-star catcher for the University Bulldogs. And, man, this kid's hitting .583, you know, 35 hits, 13 doubles already this year. And, you know, they have a lot of games left. But terrific. Looking so forward to that game tomorrow. Tanner Schwent and I will be out there and calling the game. And hopefully we're going to get a cooperative weather day. Hey, Anshore Driving School has been teaching safe driving skills in northern Colorado for 30 years. Now, they have flexible schedules, they are state accredited, and they have the most affordable rates in town, even offering a discounted price for students. As parents all around know, kids on the road can be worrisome. With Anshore Driving School, this feels confidence in putting the safest drivers on the road. That's ANSHORDriving.com. for registration today. Hey, we're going to come back and we're going to go over some rankings this week from baseball and talk more scheduling as well.
The Hull Show is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Hear Nuggets and Avalanche games crystal clear and no call.
Are we clear?
Crystal.
Bank of Colorado presents Nuggets and Avs broadcast now on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach BK. I want to thank, got a text, just a reminder of schedule. Sterling is visiting Bertha today out there, and we'll try to get to some of the other scheduling as well. But if you want to text us, just as that texter did, text us at the Mosier Funeral and Cremations text line at 888-530-0043. Hey, we've seen all the horrible news about funeral homes in Colorado. That is why there is only one choice in funeral homes: to respect our loved ones. Mosier Funeral and Cremation, online at MosierFuneralService.com. Again, text us at 888-530-0043. Well, there's been a few changes in rankings, but I'll tell you what, not in 3A baseball, as the top five, once again, are right out of the Patriot League. And, of course, it's nice talking to Connor Weber and Dalton Yace to the University Bulldogs. They are ranked number 2 going into today, and they play Platte Valley this afternoon. And then, of course, tomorrow we've talked about the A1 Organics Game of the Week as Eaton and University. Number 1 and number 2 collide tomorrow. Eaton 1, University 2, and of course, Berthoud, Buddy Coons' team, they take on Sterling today. Sterling is ranked number 5, so number three going against number five there. Number four, Resurrection Christian, they take on Velley today. And boy, the top five all out of the Patriot League. Who else are contenders possibly in 3A? Well, you can never overlook Forge Christian, formerly Faith Christian. They are ranked number six right now. They are 13-2 out of the Metro. And, of course, number 10 out of the Metro is Colorado Academy. Many may remember, you baseball fans, remember Colorado Academy had eaten on the rope somewhat last year, but that willingness, never say die, from the Eaton Reds. They go on and win their third title. But Colorado Academy, who gave them a handful last year, they are ranked number 10, currently 11-2. Elsewhere, Delta, who University recently 10-runned from the Western Slope, they are 9. Coal Ridge from the Western Slope League is also number 7. And Manitou Springs out of the Tri-Peaks League is number 8. So looking down below, some of the, you know, recent teams that have made an impact. You know, Lahana, number 16, they're 9-9 this year. Probably not a factor as far as that top 3A playoff bound. Let's take a look at 4A, and we don't have to go any farther than looking at the Windsor Wizards and within their league, Holy Family, ranked 1-2 in 4A. Coach Brad Deal's team continues to roll. They are having a terrific season and currently hold down that number one ranking. A team always to look out for recently in 4A are the Golden Demons. They have just completed a 40-game win streak in Jeffco baseball. They are 16-1 currently ranked number 3. And Palisade, from the outside of Grand Junction, is number 4. Thompson Valley, and of course Thompson Valley, they just suffered a loss to number 3 ranked Berthoud in 3A, but Thompson Valley in 4A currently ranked number 5. They are currently 12-5. Lutheran, they are number 6 in 4A, followed by Pueblo East, Falcon, Mullen at 9, and Lewis Palmer at 10. Other teams to look out for: Riverdale Ridge, they are 11-5. The Green Mountain Rams, ranked 14 out of the Jeffco League, they are 11-5. And Meade is 10-7. And Silver Creek, number 19, they are 11-5. Severance, last year's defending state champions, they're going to have a chance to defend that state championship. They are currently ranked 21 and with a 10-6 record. Hey, let's take a look at the 5A classification. Nothing's changed from last week to this week as far as number one. Fossil Ridge, they hold on that number one spot, playing in the tough Front Range League. Regis, number 2, and then Rock Canyon, number 3. You're going to get a lot of these southeastern metro teams, and Rock Canyon is one of them. They have a terrific right-handed pitcher, Austin Bowker, who is committed to San Diego University to continue his baseball career. Then Castle View, one of their neighbors, very close to each other, they are 14-5. Prairie View out of the Front Range, I think people may have forgotten about Prairie View. They're holding on to that number 5 ranking. And Fruit of Monument, of course, they had the terrific basketball season from the Western Slope area. They are 12-4 with their baseball. Perennial Power Cherry Creek. People look at this team and say, man, I don't want to ever play a Cherry Creek team to open up the playoffs. They are currently ranked number 7 in 5A baseball. And then, of course, Valor Christian, Perennial Power as well. They are ranked number 8. Outside the top 8, who would obviously host if it stayed the same regional action, outside of that top 8 is Fort Collins at number 9, Legend at number 10, the Lobos number 11 out of Rocky Mountain, Pine Creek 12, Cherokee Trail 13, Chaparral 14, and Heritage 15 to kind of sum up the top 15. Let's take a look at some of the games before we take a break and maybe continue after we do. We mentioned Sterling is at Bertha today as they take on Buddy Coons' 17-1 third-ranked Spartans. Resurrection Christian, 13-2. They visit Valley. That is a 4 p.m. game as well. Golden will try to keep that Jeffco streak they have alive at 40 games right now as they travel to their rival Conifer, one of their rivals, at 4 p.m. Elsewhere in 2A action, Goodland is at Lyman. Lyman undefeated, having a terrific year. Denver Christian, 13-4. They will face Colorado Academy. And, of course, we mentioned University as they travel to Platte Valley today to take on the Broncos. That is a 3:30 start, a little earlier than some of the other starts. And I'm sure some places are trying to get games in a little earlier as well. Hey, let's thank A&W. Hey, it's Papa Burger Tuesday. Get that Papa Burger paired up with that root beer or that that root beer cooler as well. Located at 680 Oak, right off 85 Highway 85 in Eaton. Visit our friends at A&W. Get that Papa Burger special today, and they are also serving breakfast and open till 9 p.m. tonight. We're going to take a break, and we'll come back with more games lined up for this afternoon after these messages.
And 1310 KFKA. Rodeo Radio is back during the Greeley Stampede. Yeah! Only in Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Coach Speak. Hey, I want to thank Connor Weber and Dalton Yeast of the University Bulldogs for taking a little time out of class this morning to join us on the Clearwater Products Hotline. Hey, let's get some of the schedules of today. And, of course, a lot of these baseball teams, they are playing like four or five games this week, trying to get some of those makeup games in as the season, regular season, is nearing its end. And of course, they got to get those games in before playoffs start. But number one ranked Eaton Reds, they travel to Brush today. That'll be a 4 p.m. game with the Beat Diggers hosting. Legacy travels to Monarch. Important game for those guys in the Front Range League. This is the time of the season, too, where a lot of those teams are they're on the bubble. They are looking to secure some wins to get inside that playoff bracket so that their team is announced on playoff Sunday to be part of the tournament. Mountain View travels to Niwot. Two teams, 5-9, 6-10. Boulder is 5-11. Important game for Horizon as they are 8-6 and want to stay within that playoff bound group. Highland travels to Liberty Common today. Frederick takes on Thompson Valley. Thompson Valley, ranked 5th in 4A, having a nice year. Severance, defending state champions, as they travel to Skyline. Important game for both of those teams. Pooter and Erie, 2-7-9 teams, trying to get into those playoffs. They square off today at 4 p.m. at Eaton. Fort Morgan travels to Riverdale Ridge. Riverdale Ridge ranked. They are 11-5, and that also will be a 4 p.m. game. So a lot of important games out east. Holyoke, the Dragons, 7-6. They travel to Ray. Ray struggling a little this year. They are 3-12. Yuma, 7-5. They're going to go the opposite direction. They're going to go and head to Wiggins and take on the Tigers. And that is a 5 p.m. start. Rocky Mountain, important game in the Front Range League as they travel to Brighton. And undefeated Lyman hosts Goodland as well today. So a lot of important baseball games wrapping up. Hey, stay tuned for the whole show. I'm sure Brady has it going today with the Nuggets wrapping up the series. And Northern Colorado, we love you out there.